prison, but by the association of Lord Krishna, they were liberated from this. And what type of liberation? Just some mukti? No. The liberated, the real concept of liberation is emotional state. That type of liberation one never comes back to the material world. Punar janma, having once returned to Maya world, one never thinks. So these liberated kings are sharing with us their realizations that material enjoyment, whether it be in heaven or hell, is all illusion. Just like if you're climbing mountains, and you know when you climb mountains, there's a line of mountaineers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And they all have a rope which is connected to each other. In case one falls, the others hold on and stay there. And you're always watching the steps of the one before you. By observing the person that's just ahead of you, you know what to do and what not to do. If he makes a mistake, then you know, oh, I won't do it. But if he's safely, step by step, ascending the mountain, all you have to do is follow your steps. So that holds true in Krishna consciousness as well. You can always find someone more advanced than us in Krishna consciousness. In fact, truly, he considers himself the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant, many times removed. Not that he feels humiliated by being in such a position. He actually feels very fortunate. I have the example of so many Vaishnavas ahead of me, so I'm assured of success. So here are these kings, and generally a king is a very, what you could say, dangerous position. Like, kings are generally the mode of passion. They have to divide and conquer and rule over and punish. And they're associated with many queens. They have a lot of prestige, a lot of honor, a lot of money. Very dangerous. Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he refused to associate with the kingly order. Even Maharaj, he was a great lord. But to teach us a lesson, the saintly person should not intimately associate with those who are under the influence of the most. Only the Maharaj Prabhupada who showed his real heart, the heart of the Vaishnava, by taking the broom and becoming a street sweeper for Lord Jagannath, did he endear himself to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who later embraced him as Jagannath. But these materialistic kings, by the mercy of the Lord, they are also delivered. Everyone, according to Krishna, as a candidate for pure devotional service, no one is barred from the temple. Even if you're the most fallen person, if you take up the powerful process of chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and to prove this fact, what is another piece of Jagannath Mahaprabhu? What is the glory of that fasting? That by the mercy of the Holy Name, so now these kings are delivered, and they're so kind. They're sharing with us their realizations. They're like our big brothers. You have a big brother? I was a big brother. But it would be nice to have a big brother. Now I have lots of big brothers. Sri Ram, Swami, Bhakti Kirin, Bhakti Maharaj, Devamay Maharaj, Jagatapa Maharaj. That's a little big brothers. Because the big brother can help the little brother with them. So these kings are like our big brothers. And they just, wait, this is what I have to say. What is it, sir? All this material enjoyment, phantasmagoria, like horse cake. Sukadeva Goswami uses the word in the first canto. It's like horse cake. There's no such thing as a horse cake, yes, sir. There's no such thing as material enjoyment. The This is their conclusion. Having enjoyed that world and tasted the nectar of Krishna consciousness, you're convinced. Like you take to go shopping and you want to buy mango, so you look and this one is green, sort of hard. This mango is yellow. It smells like nectar. Just a few black spots. You make a comparison. I will buy this one. But why? No, I don't want it. I want this one. So one has suffered in material existence and been delivered by the mercy of Guru Vrata and is tasting nectar of Krishna consciousness. What a lazy one. Vantashi. Vantashi means one who renounces material life, takes up spiritual life, but due to some weakness, he goes back to material life. Vantashi literally means one who almost went again to these things. But now that you're fixed, O my Lord, your holy name alone has rendered all benediction upon the living entities. Thus you have hundreds of millions of names like Krishna, Govinda, etc. You've addressed all your transcendental opulences and the sound of your holy name. Unfortunately, I have no vote. So we should hear from such liberated souls, and their instructions should go deep within our hearts. We should accept this. But we have to hear it many times. This is ABCs of spiritual life, isn't it? A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. I always forgot to say that. Q, R, Z. So this is the ABCs. Where are we? We're in 10th canto. This is the cream of Bhagavatam. Like you have milk. Milk is very nice. But what's the best part of the milk? So the Vedic literature is very nice. What's the cream? Kantarashi and Bhagavatam. In 10th canto, it's the smiling face of the Lord. It's the, we hear all the leelas of Krishna. We prepare ourselves by going to 9 cantos. All the basic stuff. When we get to 10th canto, we make no mistake of Krishna's transcendental position. So we relish his leelas of Srimad Bhagavatam. But the reminder is here. Very basic. In 10th canto, you can't enjoy the material life. Just to make sure, because the race is not over till it's over. There's many a slip, twist, the cup, and the lip. You drink tea, but then they're still drinking the tea. God, you take the tea cup. But there's many a slip, twist, the cup, and the link between here and here is somebody who's going to come. So, just to make sure that even in the advanced stage of Krishna consciousness, the advanced stages of Krishna consciousness, there's no slip. You don't look back and think, look what I meant to become. We often hear that analogy in an example. Srila Prabhupada gave one of our foremost sannyasis, he's done that in my life. I heard him say, never look back and think you've left anything behind. And never envy the position of the materialistic sense. For all of us, we all have to renounce this world one day. Either we have to do it voluntarily or forced to death. So voluntary surrender is considered better than Krishna. Forced to surrender. If you voluntarily surrender, you get some privileges. If you're forced to surrender, you may be put in there. You may become a POW, a prisoner of the Lord. But if you surrender willingly, it's only that you have some privileges to do it. So we have to hear, even in 10th canto. Just to make sure. It's like you're making a clay pot. You take the water, you take the earth, and you mix it. And then before you make your clay or your cup or your bowl, you get kneaded. Now you just call it NEAD. You knead it. What are you doing? You're getting all the air out. You're getting all the bubbles out. Because if you make your little cup and you put it into the kiln to fire it, there's any air bubbles there, the cup explodes. When you get it back, you know. So before it goes into the fire, you have to get all the little pockets of air out, then you shake your cup, then you put it in. So also we have these desires in our heart. Lust, anger, greed, we're working on it, but we have to get even the tiniest out, or it can be dangerous for our Christian conscience. We saw that Bhai Maharaj, he was on the level of Bhav, just before Prema. Anartya Nivritti, all the material desires removed. He was in Prema, Abhava, and he had skipped up. Oh, what a beautiful little deer. Krishna, Hari, dear. You know, because something, everything young is cute. Even little snake is cute. My son, Roshakti, he has his own family now, his own boy, Jay, Shai, who, you know, ranted and raved it, that he wanted a python for a pet. And some of us are flattering. I said, you want a python? But Dad, it's just want a little python. A big one. And they actually went to the store, the pet shop. They found a little python. That was good. He almost had a smile on his face. And now 6 years later, it's like, you got a problem. So the deer was young, he was cute, and there was some bubble in his heart. Something he'd not pushed away. Something he'd not been attentive to. Some inspection he'd not put the Oshkorn on. He'd not done. He'd let it go. Like an Indian. You get a little cut. You're working on, working on. And the next day it's all swollen up. Indian. The devotee is so attentive. He listens to his heart. Whatever material desire is very attentive to, very careful to take it. So we need to hear this subject matter again and again. In Vedic culture, the spiritual master, he only had to say something 3 times. And the student was so, it was such a refined spiritual culture. People were so advanced. They just needed a little touch. Just a little touch. So you hear 3 times. And not only would they realize, understand the subject, but they would realize the Kali Yuga. We have to hear again and again, and we still it says to maintain material attachments, even after understanding the that's us. Even after ecstatic kirtans, nice classes, delicious prasadam, beautiful weddings, wonderful harinams, still those ugly material desires here in our hands. Just like when Ram was fighting Ravana, the problem was Ravana had 10 heads, and Ram would shoot one head off and it would grow back. We have to hear again and again because our intelligence is contaminated. We were using our intelligence to figure out ways to enjoy the material world, not aptatolajinasa. The intelligence is meant for understanding our deeper spiritual nature, for understanding God, and for understanding our intimate, loving relationship with God. We abuse our intelligence. You realize that abuse, child abuse. This abuse, that abuse, abuse of one, abuse of body. Here's the abuse of the intelligence. You use the intelligence to try to figure out how to do this. So by the time you come to Christian consciousness, oh my gosh, it's like a dirty sponge. The intelligence. It's there, but it's dirty. So, Shito, Dharkana, Marjana, Happy friendship. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama. And the next time you hear some spiritual point from your guru, aha, now I understand. The point is not if the guru is qualified, the point is the disciple. Two things are required. If folks in town, the first had a woman, they didn't have a conception. If one is not either of that, our intelligence is so fluid. Millions of years, how to enjoy separately. I've got a good plan. I've got an idea. And then you somehow you stumble into Krishna consciousness. And then you've got this sponge, which is just like you wash the you want to wash the street with a sponge. What's the difference? What good? So you have to cleanse it. So this is our problem. Tatashtana jinam dharma satyam sochyam samadhaya ilena vandarajan namukat yagur vilin shuddhi. There are kings. Religion, truthfulness, cleanliness, mercy, austerity, creation of light, bhava, physical strength, and memory will diminish day by day by the all-powerful influence of time. That's the unseen force that's happening to you every day. It's like people are afraid of, you know, the environment's so polluted. I heard in New York, if you live in New York, and you pick the offices and so forth, just look, not being a smoker, you still have a chance of getting cancer because so many people around you are smoking. So now they ban smoking. Like, even if you weren't a smoker, you came down with cancer because of so many people were smoking around you. So they banned it. Or radiation. When we were in Kyiv, the first time we went to Kyiv, I was nervous because of that Chernobyl, that nuclear plant exploded and there was so much radiation. And even today, when you go to Ukraine, they have signs in the town, where's the radiation? Like in LA, they have signs, what is the small world? So don't come into LA because in LA is in the valley and there's so much small city in the valley. So sometimes the small level is so high, you don't send your kids to school. Can you believe it? The smog is so bad, it's dangerous for kids to go outside, stay in the house. So in Ukraine, sometimes the radiation is so high, well, you can't do it. Inside or outside, you get polluted. So people are thinking, oh, the radiation, what do I do? Well, look, there's something more dangerous than even the radiation. It's the evil effects of Kali Yuga that day by day influences Kali Yuga. Cleanliness, truthfulness, no matter what you do, you can't wear some protective blanket, you can't hide in a bunker under your house, you can't, nothing you can do. Kali Yuga is advanced. Therefore, we wonder what it's called. Prabhupada, I want to come back life after life and distribute your books. Prabhupada says a nice sentiment, but it's not a very good idea. You should probably go back because it's going to get harder. You think it's hard now? We're struggling 2 years, 3 years, 5 years into Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada was already Krishna conscious by the time he was five. I'm over 50 now still. There's a chance we have to come back. No, I don't want to come back. It's going to be harder next time. Every time you take birth to come to it, it's going to be harder and harder and harder and harder. So one day, at the end of Kali Yuga, no one's a devotee. There's no devotee at the end of Kali Yuga. So what does Krishna do? He comes as Kalki. What does he do? Bock with their heads. Bock with their heads. You make a great Steven Spielberg of movies. And then we walk out of this studio. Put in your stomach. Strike while the iron is hot. Make hay while the sun shines. Chant while you have no chance. Many times I've approached my godmothers who are on the verge of death. Guru Mantra.
Based on the first verse.
Siddharthana, Bhakti Kirtanamaraja. I went to see Bhakti Kirtanamaraja, not to give him some solace and comfort, but to hear from him. Because very often, if you get closer to death, your Krishna consciousness accelerates. I gave the example of the day. You're running the mile, but the last lap, you put everything into it. The whole day is like that. You start pushing him on the pedal. I asked him about some instructions. He said, chant, chant, chant. He said, I lament that I did not chant enough. Now here's a devotee who has such an influence on society. His kirtan, not just meaning his chanting, but his writings, his example, his traveling, his preaching. He influenced kings and queens and presidents, prime ministers, so many radio stations, so many TV programs. We did a TV program together. I was supposed to speak on the Hare Krishna Festival coming up. He was supposed to speak on the solutions to all political problems. But they got the names mixed up. So I was the first to go on. So they said, so Swami, please give us the solution to all political problems. Hari Nam, Hari Nam. Maharaj was just laughing. And I try to remember, what did I read in the spiritual warrior? But Maharaj, when he came out and spoke about the festivals, he was better than me. So we're fortunate that we have liberated souls who can tell us what the world believes. We should consider ourselves like this. If you have glasses, you know, I can hardly see Aniruddha here. Oh, where are you? So you should think that with your naked eye, with your seeing, not the real thing. You need a guru. He's like the glasses. He's you and the object, and because of your conditioning, what can you see? What you put on the glasses? This is guru's mercy. You can see everything else. One time a boy said to me, I don't need someone to come between me and God. I said, no, sir. No. I said, it's like living into a telescope. If you look at the moon, what can you see with the naked eye? If you look through a telescope, you can touch the moon. The moon's in the palm of your hand. I said, that's the guru. There's something between your eye and the moon, it's called a telescope, and it brings the moon into clear focus. So guru, there's no continuing between you and God, it's guru, but he brings Krishna. As Prabhupada said, here is Krishna, he says, hey man. Here is Krishna, take him. So that's how we have to see. We don't want to see the world through our naked eye. Because when you look at the world, why is so excellent? You go and you look, and it looks so nice, you see a forest. Oh, what a lovely place. Forest. There's pretty green trees, there's deer roaming. There's birds chirping, there's butterflies. Do you have nice butterflies there? Desert. It's peaceful, it's quiet. But what's actually happening in the forest? Did you ever live in the forest? It's a bitter and constant struggle for survival. Hastani, Sahastanam, Apadhani, Tushpadam, Paulini, Mahakam, Jivo, Jivasa, Jivanam. What a verse! Jivo, Jivasa, Jivanam. One living entity is food for another. Those who are devoid of hands are prey for those who have hands. Those who are devoid of legs, pray for the foreigner, the weak, of the sustenance of the strong, and the general rule of all us, that one living being is food for another. Even you, who needs you? There's some big, gigantic, blood-bound, eats human beings. No, they're tiny. Bacteria, viruses, cancer. Even the trees, beautiful trees, are engaged in a bitter struggle in the forest to get water. It looks very nice, but all the roots are going, and the roots are fighting each other for territory to get water from the ground. Father, sum it up. Eloquence is too spoken concisely. Struggle for existence, the human race, but the only hope is. So we don't trust the eye. A saintly person sees with his ears, not with his eyes. The Guru says the snake is a rope. If the rope is a snake, snakes. With this beautiful scenery, outside Melbourne, we drive through all the beautiful eucalyptus groves. It's all Maya. It doesn't look like Maya, Guru. Maya. Maya. Because we have to understand. Maya may be very potent. We were discussing, we practically exhausted the subject matter, searching for it. We had weeks of classes about Maya, so we're like looking for new animals, some crystals. You shine a light, and you get a blue here, you get a green here, you get a yellow. So we're looking for it. So Maya, she's so, who is she? She's joy. Mahamaya is an expansion of yoga maya. How powerful is yoga maya? We'll know from our discussions. Yoga maya bewilders even the liberated souls. The topmost liberated souls, the residents of Raj, Vrindavan, because yoga maya causes them to forget that Krishna, Ishwara, Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadir, Adir, Govinda, Sarvakarana, Kara, Supreme Ishwara, the cause of all causes, Supreme Controller. They forget that. They think, he's my boy. He's the best. He's my friend, Mata. He killed one big demon today. Abhasur. No, yes, he's my friend. Very strong. Little stronger than me. Sometimes I do that. He's my lover. He's the best. You're fooled by the other, because it's not the kind of bewilderment which causes one to become degraded. It's quite wonderful. Facilitates the intimacy of the realist. Because in the official kingdom of God, Vaikuntha, Narayan, his master, and everyone wishes to say, but that's nice. But the relationship of mother and child is deeper, friend is deeper, lover is deeper. So Krishna, he allows this all to happen so we can go to a deeper, ecstatic rasa. No other summer diaries. So who? That Maya, she expands herself into the material world as Mahamaya. So what is our fate? Who are we? We're a servant. We're bow down. Bow down, Mr. We bow down to God. Even demigods are fooled by your ingenious schemes. Buyanti yasraya te jubani nidam nidama. Vimayo yatra tri shargo. By him, even the great sages and devatas are placed into illusion. As one is bewildered by the illusory representations of water, sea, and fire, or land. You can see land and water in the reflection of the sun. It looks like a little island. When you're in the desert, the sunshine is shining out this sand. It looks like water. You chase it, it's a mirage, you die. You die chasing something that never existed. That's life. The ephemeral pleasure of sense gratification, the acknowledges this. We run at it, we run after it with full faith.
And we're so interested. We're so interested.
To show the power of my father told the story of Duryodhana. One time Duryodhana, he went to visit the imperial palace of the Pandavas, which had been constructed by Mayakatha.
You know, kept a moustache and nicely waxed. Nice clothes and sword nicely shining. Just very powerful, handsome, famous man. Going to speak to the Pandavas in their imperial palace.
But when he entered that palace created by Mayakatha, he was walking towards the chamber of Yudhishthira, and he saw a little pond right in the middle of the courtyard. There's a pond, there's no way to go around it, so he lifted up his, it's quite deep, so he had to lift up his coat and tails and walk through it, and he sort of underwears. But actually there was no water there. It was an illusion created by Mayakatha. It was a crystal, which is crystal. And the sun reflecting on the crystal, it looked like water. So he's walking across like this. All the ladies of the palace are watching him. They're laughing at that. He was so embarrassed. Then he walked a little further. There was another pond there. So he said, I'm not going to be fooled again. So this time he didn't lift up to get wet, he didn't walk right into the water. Then he entered into the conference room, and it looked like the door wasn't open, it was a crystal door, so he just tried to walk through and bumped his head and fell on the ground, a big bump. Now the ladies are really loud. So then he's so embarrassed, he walked inside and walked back out. And the same door, he said, I'm not going to be fooled, I'm not going to bump into this door again. And he attempted to open it, but there was no door. And he tumbled outside. He left very embarrassed. This is Mayakatha. Why is it so tricky? And he laughed, but he said yesterday, we only laughing at ourselves. That's what Paul's wondering in the world. It's an awesome energy. He who laughs first laughs last. To be very humble in mission process. We're also under illusion. What is our illusion? Aham Mameti. You watch the devotees walk down the street. You know when there's lots of mirrors? And your reflections. I was watching then I was watching the Brahmacharyas. And look at my soul. It's funny. It's so hard. Now I know I'm not this body. If you knew you were not this body, you would not entertain even one thought of sense gratification. To entertain even the slightest thought of enjoying this world means that you still think you're the body. We have to go back to Gandhi Shastri. What is the first class? First day? Aham Brahmasmi. I am not the body, I am the soul. Again and again and again and again, all the way up to the 10th parent of the Antichrist, and beyond. Also, 11th, also 12th. At the very end of Gita, Krishna says to Arjuna, now I've spoken this knowledge, so you do what you want. If you do, but if you act according to the false ego, you're lost. So the race is not over till it's over. We should be like Yadavani Mama Chita Krishna Tatarinda This is another verse that you have in your prayer time. Since my mind has been engaged in the transcendental loving service of Krishna, realizing ever new pleasure in Him, whatever I think of sex pleasure, I spit at the thought and my lips curl. Curl to stay. Pucker up. Oh, yuck. This should be our reaction when anything that's involved profit, adoration, distinction. This is sex, life, gross, and so on. It's lust only. It should be all of it now. So when anything connected to material life and mind, my father said, lust means for me, and love means for Krishna. So if it's anything to do with me, my lips pucker up and we spite ourselves, the spider thought. If it's something for Krishna, find the enemy. Like Jesus said, either for me or against me. So let's we become repulsed at the thought that comes from our mind, material thought. Then we are still under that illusion that we're the bodies. We're like Duryodhana, we're embarrassing ourselves. Not easy, though, is it? Therefore, I remember the very first lecture I heard of Srila Prabhupada. The very first time I saw Srila Prabhupada, I came to Detroit in 1970 or 71. And he came out of the airplane and on the tamarack and up the stairs and down that little thing. And Prabhupada came in and he had 400 devotees. Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada. And I was crying. All the men were crying. Prabhupada had that ability to draw forth that bhakti from the heart, even in the he sat down and gave a lecture for 45 minutes. But just like if I asked him now to stand up and repeat something I said in my lecture, do you feel comfortable doing that? Because your attention span, you know, you're in and out, I can see the faces. Sometimes thinking of something, sometimes catching the middle of the lecture. This is hard. Came time for Prabhupada's initiation. And he asked, will you initiate him? Yes. Hear as well. And one who hears well can speak well. So, Prabhupada sat down, he gave a lecture. I wasn't hearing well. But I remember one thing. Actually, one time I got to Lucky Brain Munimaraj. I said, you know, the first time I saw Prabhupada was when he came to the Detroit Airport in 1971. I said, I was there too. He said, really? Do you remember his lecture? I said, yeah. What I remember about the lecture is that towards the end, Prabhupada leaned over and he said, please believe me when I say you are not this body. And Govindamar said, yeah, that's the only line I remember too. And then a few months later, I met Prabhupada, one of my godbrothers. I said, what do you do for something, Prabhupada? He said, Detroit, 71. You know what? Prabhupada said the most amazing thing. Please believe me when I say that. So at least you remember that. But not easy. Overcome that trick of the witch. It's just a witch. She pulled on her own switch. Just a trick of the witch. She pulled on her own switch. And singer who became devoted for a few days in England to the top of the cross. She became devoted. She was on just a trick of the witch. And then she might have cleared the officers for her, but she was back in. Once you overcome that, then you've got another obstacle. Baba said, Maya has two tricks in the bag, plenty of them, the two big tricks. One is I'm the body, and the other is I'm good. I am good.
two ends of the spectrum. A great challenge. I am body. I am God. Six words. The whole challenge of Krishna consciousness. Overcome these six words. I am body. I am God. One time Bhagavad told the story of a yogi who's meditating. He becomes very advanced. Because the yogis were trying to see the karma. Jnanis are trying to see the man. The yogis want to see the passion. So yogi, he sees one day the super soul in the heart. Paramatma standing on the lotus flower, conch, flower, wheel, disc. Bluish, black like the monsoon cloud, lotus eyes to the ears, red lips, teeth set like rows of pearls. Beautiful. And he thinks, there I am. He misunderstands. He's having the darshan of God, and he's thinking all of a sudden, he thinks, that I am. Tatmanasmi. I am that super soul in the heart. Very dangerous. What hope do we have? Indra gets confused. Rama makes a couple of big mistakes. Vayu, Chandra, Varsha, us aspiring devotees living in the Brahmachari Dhanakshini ashram in Nalamar. Very rare that one makes it. It's true. It's very rare. Dhamachari bhajye bhavuta karma nishtha koti karma nishtha madhye ikadhyanishtha. Among the followers of Vedic knowledge, most are following the process of fruitive activity, distinguishing what is good and bad. Out of many such sincere fruitive actors, there may be one who is actually wise. Manushinam sahasra su paschityatate shihaye. Out of millions and millions of men, perhaps one is interested in the science of the soul. Out of those, hardly one understands the truth. Then Kaviraj Goswami says, koti jnani madhye haya eka jnana mukta. Koti mukta madhye dhulava eka krishna bhakta. Out of many millions of such wise men, a few of them, we kind of pull them all together from all over the universe, one may actually become Jiva Mukta, a liberated soul. Out of many millions of such liberated persons, a pure devotee of Krishna, Koti Jnani Madhya Haya Eka Jnana Bhakta Mukta, Koti Mukta Madhya Jurnaga. Eight Krishna Bhakta. What did Jesus say? Many are called, but few are chosen. Where will you be? So how to do it? How to be one of those many are called, but how to be one of the few is chosen? Who would like to be called by Krishna? Who would like to be chosen by Krishna? But only a few. So who's going to make it? Well, look at your big brother. How did he make it? Look at the kings, those materialistic kings who were interested in fighting and war and profit and interracial distinctions and sex and this and money. They made it. They're intimately associating with Krishna. They see the illusion of the world. They're hankering for seva to Krishna. So, hey, how did you guys make it? I'm telling you. Hey, I was entangled, but I made it. So, how did they make it? What did they say here in the purport? If you're listening very carefully, on the verse, what did they say? What does Prabhupada say in the purport? By personal association with Lord Krishna, the fortunate kings have now realized a higher spiritual reality beyond the fantastic glory of material nature. Hey, I
just have that personal association with Krishna, just like the kings. Well, Prabhus, you're 500 years late. You're 5,000 years late. You're millions of years late. Mahaprabhu was here 500 years ago, Krishna was here 5,000 years ago, Ramchandra was here millions. We missed the boat. Prabhupada said, these pure devotees, representatives of the Lord, they're very kind. They take the boat of transcendental knowledge, Akasa, Bhavanabuddhi, the ocean of material existence. They're very kind. Although they took the boat over the ocean, the boat is still on the other side. So we missed the boat in one sense, you could say. We missed the boat. And this Christian person association. It's rare to get the Lord. If he comes once in a day in Brahma, oh, that's good. He's going to be here tomorrow. No. The calculation of time by Gita is not an appeal of time of human beings, but the more important time in the universe calculated by the demigods. Krishna comes millions and millions, and you've got to wait. Wait a long time. This is like Lota Baba. You know Lota Baba? Krishna knew that Akura was coming to Vrindavan. He knew, Lota Baba knew that Krishna was coming to Vrindavan. Akura was coming to Vrindavan. To take him to Mathura to fight for Kamsa. So Krishna was sitting there sad, oh, what's the big Rajabhas? Prabhashira also feeling sad, Krishna has to go. But Krishna also loves his devotee. Love is a two-way street. Love is reciprocal. There's different types of vipralamba bhava, different types of separation. One is the anticipation of separation. Even if separation hasn't taken place, just thinking, I'm going to be separated from my lover, you go into deep mode of vipralamba bhava. Sometimes Radharani is here. Krishna's right next to her, and she's thinking, what if someday I'm separated from Shamsun? She just falls apart. So the word spread, Akura is coming to Vrindavan to take Krishna and Balaram from the Thura. Gopis crying on her. So Krishna went around to say goodbye to everybody. He said, goodbye, coward boys, goodbye, gopis, bye, Nanda Baba, Mata. Goodbye. That was a sorrowful day. Like they have an iron and black Sunday. Black Sunday. Some terrible thing. What is Black Sunday in Raj? Krishna release. Govinda, feeling her separation, I'm considering the moment to be like 12 years and tears are flying from funeral faith in the world. The more you're attached to something, the more you feel its absence from the person. Who's the most attached? When he leaves Vrindavan, those poor girls, they cry their hearts out for days, for weeks, for months, for years. We don't know. But there's sometimes a crisis. We'll one day. So Krishna is going around, and he came to see some cowherd boys who were staying at Govardhan Hill. And he said to one boy, his name was Lota Baba. Krishna said, Lota Ji, don't cry. My friend, don't cry. Like when my dad used to go on vacation. My father used to, I mean, crying out is canceled until this evening. But the thunder is good because it keeps you awake. My father used to go on his regular business trips. Oh, I just couldn't sleep the night before that. I'd cry all night, he'd come sit with me, come sign, it's okay. And then my father died. He was 17, that was like heartbreaking. It began me on the spiritual path. So, I'm going to draw for that. These are affairs of the heart. So, I love it. Krishna said to Lota Baba, I'm going, but I'll be back tomorrow. Lota Baba said, I have a feeling you're going to be gone a little longer. Krishna said, no, no, not tomorrow, it's that the day after tomorrow.
But the brother said, Krishna, I've heard the rumors. I'm going to make the rest of my comments tomorrow.
You're going to be gone a lot longer than that.
So the Lord of God sat down and said, I'm not going to move until you come back.
So did Krishna ever come back?
No.
So if you go to Vrindavan, there's one temple at the end of Govardhan Hill. If you go around that tail of the peacock, there's Narasimha temple, there's Uksara Kun, there's different kuns. Right on that road there, there's Lota Baba. He's sitting. Lota means waiting, so he's waiting Baba. The little boy, there's a temple there, Lota Baba. He's still looking towards Mathura, waiting. That's what she didn't come back. 5,000 years he's still waiting. But he wants to wait to have the personal association with the Lord, like the kings have. But there's a way to get around it. For every problem, there's a solution in Krishna consciousness. What's the alternative? Sadhusanga, sadhusanga, sarvashastakai, lagamatra, sadhusanga, sarvasirimoye. Devotees of the Lord's invention are his representatives. Wherever they go, they carry the Supreme Personality of Godhead in their hearts. What's in the heart of your heart? Not those nasty material desires. Go deeper. What's in the heart? Why are you here? Why not out there? Because you know in your heart of hearts you want to serve Radha Krishna. That's your heart of hearts. So Krishna's in the devotee's heart, because the devotee's always cleansing his heart, Krishna becomes more and more manifest. If you can clean the glasses, oh, it's not on your mood, it's for honey. The dirty glasses you still can. So wherever the devotees go, that place becomes a place of pilgrimage. So nice, the nice one. They're traveling, they're carrying with them the mood of God, the mood of Vrindavan, the mood of Mayapur, the mood of Jagannathpur. They don't live in this world. They're not part of it. Jesus said, you can be in this world but not of this world. That's part of life. Wherever he went, it was just like Vaikuntha. It was just like Vrindavan. We didn't think that we were in the material. We didn't think we were in airplanes. We thought we were just trying to qualify back home, back to God, in some flower airplane in our window. Even the people around the King of Prophets Association, they were coming. One time the prophet was walking across the street in London, and the policeman grabbed Shama Sundar and said, look, your teacher is glowing like the sun. Wherever they go, they give that mercy. One time they put some puffed rice, sugar cookie, put puffed rice in a silver plate for Prabhupada after the plane was taken off. And students were coming around and asking what they wanted in their menu for today, for their plane ride. Do you want chicken? And they came up to Prabhupada and the lady saw Prabhupada already eating. The stewards, you know what she did? She reached in and puffed rice and took some of the food in her mouth. She appeared to call me. Prabhupada went, how fortunate was that woman? She got played in the facade. And my thoughts are confirming that. You might as well just stay here in the temple all day and have plenty of thoughts. It's too late to do anything else. It's like we were driving a Puri. Gauri, myself, we were walking on the back streets, wandering, as well as just wandering. So we were wandering in Puri. We were walking down an area where the Brahmins lived, and there was one old woman, very old. She was sitting on the veranda on a very nice plate with great reverence, eating some Jagannath prasad. So everyone can get this prasad because they offer 52 pots a day to the deity. But this looked like something unique, so I took a photo when her son came out, because she was so old, he was old. He appreciated, we were respecting his mother, so he went over and he took some facade off her plate. And he came and he put it in my hand, for his hand. I thought, well, fine enough, I'm getting the facade of Vaishnavi, the Puri. He said, this is the facade from Lord Jagannath's golden eye. They offer the pots, but they also have pure 22 karat golden plate where the finest of all cooks cook the finest of all facade, and the finest of all devotees eats that facade. That's reserved only for the family of the topmost priest. We happen to be walking by his house. And he was kind, he was Vaishnava. Vaishnava was an emotional person. He took some compassion, even though we are Western Vaishnavas. It wasn't that facade. Still, this day was still breathing in the fine intoxication of that wonderful. This is Vaishnava. Sherry's, Shrikanas, where we go. So if you can't find Krishna, find his devotee. And even better to find him. Because the devotees are even more merciful than Krishna himself. Because one who has been saved from the hellish condition, he's more sensitive to those who are suffering. Like a poor man becomes rich, what he's more inclined to give a charity than one who's born into a rich family, first of all. Statistics have shown. If somebody's born, they're quite stingy and wealthy. But if you're poor, you're down and out, and you work your way up the ladder, you get money, then you have something in your heart for those sorts who give in charity. So we have been delivered from materialism. My dear Lord, I'm drowning in the fathomless whirlpool of material existence, Rupa Goswami says in Padyavali. Please, just this one time, extend your hand to save me. So it's better to, one who says it's my devotee is not my devotee. One who says it's my devotee is my devotee. Who needs to approach Krishna? You cannot go up to Krishna directly. You don't know anything what pleases Krishna. It would be a very embarrassing, even offensive thing to approach the Lord directly. I want to render service to you. Here's a pair of really nice sneakers that I wore for 5 years. I really like them. They're nice silver sandals. You don't know. Like one time, Mom had cooked kichoris, and then he offered them himself and distributed them to his disciples. So while Krishna Maharaj ate one of those kichoris, he said, Prabhupada, I've never eaten a kichori like this in my life. I said, oh, that's because this is one of the Yashoda's messenger. Will you find one of the Yashoda's recipe in Korma's cookbook? With all due respect. Will you find that recipe in Jamuna's cookbook? It was in Prabhupada's cookbook. How did you know? Because where is it coming from? Who is it? And then he said to me, if I told you who I was in the spiritual sky, you would faint. One time he was sick and he got a little bit better, had his complexion back. He told Bhavananda, he said, well, Mr. Prabhupada, you're looking very, you look healthy, you're looking full to me. And Prabhupada said, yes, this golden red color, this is my color in the spiritual sky. Transcendental Freudian slip. Some intimate moment of revelation in the spiritual sky. This type of devotion. O Paramahansa of the Nectar Lake, give you your own true love for stay, leading his gush and fragrant lotus breast to come into this world of birth and death. Is this a helping hand you lend while in this world of matter you transcend? I am perplexed, please let it be known.
Happy fun to take us home. Jai Prabhupada
Srimad.
O Paramahansa, loving up the lake. Give you your own to love for sake. Leading his flesh and drink and lotus breast. To come into this world and turn down. Is this a helping hand to them? But in this world of matter you transcend. I am perplexed. Please let it be known. Have you come to take me home? These souls are more merciful than Krishna. They'll come back again and again. Guru will come back for the disciple again and again and again and again. Until that. When Krishna comes once and again. I just have a clue. So this is recommended throughout Vedic scriptures. Upanishads, Puranas, Itihasa, even Chanaka Pandit. Tiyaja, Duryana, Samsargam, Vajashadu, Chanagamam. Kuru Punyam, Avogatram, Shmaranityam, Anitityam. This is another nice verse that you should have in your pocket. Give up the association of evil persons and partake of the association of sadhus. Perform pious deeds day and night and always remember the flickering nature of this world. Vaja sadhu sabhagama. Always associate with the gurus. One who thinks he can be Krishna conscious is living outside the association of the gurus and living in this fashion. We've been doing it for how long? How many years? Your whole life? You're 20. Chandra? How many years?
6 months.
Oh, you're babies! This is a bunch of. Welcome. And you never leave. Stay with us forever. Looks like the results are slow to come. Is that because the process itself is effective? No. It's because the impurities are very deep, like someone cooks milk. And they burn the milk. Isn't it hard to get that burned milk off the bone? If you cook tea, fire water, don't know. If you cook milk, you can burn it. One time Baba said, if I showed you all your material attachments, you'd faint. Like if you go to the, you're the only one to scrub the pots after the seeds, they're all burned. You could look at your heart. Oh my God. Well, if you have faith in the holy name, Hare Krishna, still, even though there's a lot of work to be done, there's enough purification. We do get relief sometimes, like in kirtan. Oh, Lord, thank you for kirtan. Imagine if there was no kirtan. Oh, kirtan is a light and so forth. Then there's no problem. Nyat program. What? Kirtan, nyat program. It's true. Nothing. That's the mercy. Vamchaya, Vamchaya, Bhakti Yoga, Sayate, Sagaran, Samadhi, Daitan, Brahma, Uriya, Pantate. Those who engage in the process of Krishna consciousness, give their whole hearts. We don't deviate even for a moment. Transcend the modes of nature and come to the level of Brahma. That's kirtan. In kirtan, you're fully immersed and there's no time. Just nectar. Unless you're a wallflower. Wallflower means you stand back. You're stuck. Sukaram says,
If you're lying down and chanting, the Lord will come and sit with you. If you're sitting and chanting, the Lord will come and stand next to you. If you're standing and chanting, the Lord will come and dance with you. And if you're dancing and chanting, the Lord will embrace you in transcendental loving ecstasy. If you're dancing and singing, the Lord will embrace you in transcendental ecstasy. So we get those little glimpses from time to time. But we should understand the more we surrender, there's more of that ahead. A little hard to surrender because material life, when you surrender to someone, you can exploit it. So we're going to kind of feel like the world with you. Bhakti Sanasara Saraswati said, material life means you put your head on my lap and I cut your throat. Amazing wind tone is not here. But Krishna consciousness means you, faith process means to put your trust in something sublime. Hari Guru Vaishnava. Faith. You surrender, and the glimpse will turn into a full show. We're looking at peak previews now. But the whole thing will be revealed by surrender. So we should not hesitate to surrender. We're only cheating ourselves if we don't surrender. We have to give Atman everything. Just let go. See what happens. Prabhupada told Vishnujan Maharaj. One of the first things I heard is devotee. Vishnujan was like my first guru. Still is. I told my wife, I want to do just like him. She said, yes, you should. She didn't know. What if I asked her? Pieces of life, different bodies. You've done everything but give one life to Krishna. Just, you've had so many lives, you've been doing so many, you know, you've tried this. Why not just one life give it to Krishna? Krishna, 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 Krishna. Hey! Why hold on? Why not just experiment? Just give everything to Krishna. From the very beginning, 16 rounds. Why not try just these regular principles? Why not try study all the shastras? Why not try serving? All these things which you can incorporate in any student can do it, a parent can do it, a businessman can do it. Probably make Krishna conscious to everyone can do it. He told Vishnu, why not just what are we gaining from holding on? Even the smallest attachment. Because Krishna says, as you surrender to me, I reward you accordingly. Just like you already. I'll conclude. I'm making hundreds. What a very nice story of Draupadi. It was just after her painful experience. She was put up as Bharatara in that gambling match. The pundit was in front, and the pundit was lost. And who got Draupadi? Kauravas. And she was humiliated. They attempted to strip her naked in a public assembly. You really don't like to think of this. During that ordeal, Draupadi was brought in, and the strongest man in the assembly was Dushyanta. Infamous. Dushyanta. He came in, and what did he do? He grabbed her sari, began pulling on it. To just roll her. In Vedic culture, a woman is never seen naked. Only one person can see her naked, her husband.
all these powerful Kshatriyas and soldiers and men there would be so humiliating. She cried and cried until almost all her clothes were gone. Finally, at the last minute, she raised her arms in the air. And Krishna appeared and one long sari. Did you see this? I saw one painting depicting the whole room was sari. So how did this happen? Draupadi went to this Krishna. She said, Lord, what question? With tears in her eyes, she said, Krishna, why did it take you so long to save me? I was there in the temple of Dushushan. He was trying to make me naked. Why did it take so long for you to save me? You could have come in the very beginning. The Krishna said, Rukmini, listen very carefully. At first, you called, oh Krishna. But then you looked at Arjuna. And you looked at Bhim. And you said, Arjuna! Bhim! Can't you see what is happening to your wife? Because she was a devotee. She was married to the fire planet. They are violating my chastity before your very eyes. Do something. So Krishna said, I thought at that time I wasn't really needed. Why should I come? You didn't call for me. But then Draupadi said, yes, but after that you could have come. Krishna said, yes, but you remember, after that, you appealed to Drona, the teacher of the Kauravas and the Pandavas. You said, Drona, you are Brahmana. You are protector of Dharma. Look what these men, unscrupulous men, are doing. Trying to make me naked in the assembly. Are you going to tolerate that? They didn't do anything to the It was Leela, it was all arrangement for the Lord. They couldn't move. Krishna said, you were calling for me, you were calling for Mona. So I thought, well, I'm not needed. By this time, Draupadi understood what was Krishna was trying to say, and she was speechless. And Krishna continued. Draupadi. After that, he took shelter of Bhishma, the powerful warrior and respected grandfather. He wouldn't help, so he went to the blind Dhritarashtra, and he went to every king in the assembly. And finally, you tried to protect yourself by holding your sari with your two hands. And I thought, this Draupadi thinks she's very strong. She thinks that she can fight Dushushan. And actually, a woman is very chaste. She's very powerful. Chandra Pandit said, the beauty of a bird is its sweet notes. The beauty of a sage is the ability to forgive. The beauty of an ugly man can be scholarship. The real beauty of a woman is her shyness and her chastity. And like Savitri, Yama, the Lord of Death, had to give her husband back. But here's Draupadi. Krishna said, I thought that, she thinks she's very strong. She thinks she can fight Dushyant. So what should I do? Then you threw up one of your hands to calm him. I thought she's calling it, but she's still holding on to her sari, believing in her own strength. Only when you raise both of your hands and call to me, hey Krishna! Hey, Govinda! You are fully surrendered. Atmani Devinam. Then I came. Why? Because I knew you wanted me. Gadara Shima Bhagavan Ki Shirupar Ki Shri Shivar Bhavji Ki Vinasubar Bhavji Ki Shri Shri Gornita Ki Go!